White, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, April 4, 1905. Elder J. E. White, Nashville, Tennessee. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I thank the Lord that it is as well with me as it is at the present time. For more than a week, Willie has been in Mountain View, and he will likely remain there for still another week. He is looking after the interests of the book Ministry of Healing, which is now going through the press and which is nearly completed. Many think that this will be a grand book. If it accomplishes the object for which it was prepared, I shall be very grateful to my Heavenly Father. Yesterday was a trying day for me. I suffered from a severe pain in my heart and thought I was going to die. I looked to my Savior and had no fear of death, but the intense pain passed away, and I have done all I could to preserve my health. Our family has been very much broken up of late. Sister Nelson has left us for the purpose of completing the nurse's course and engaging in medical missionary work. She has worked nobly and has been a great help to me. A few days ago, Sister Hall was called away to visit her sister, who was quite ill. Many changes have seemed to come in our family at the same time. Sarah's eyes have troubled her so that she has been advised to take treatment from a specialist in San Francisco and has now been in the city for a week. A Miss Carlson from Sweden has now come to help us. When she came here, there was no one to help her become acquainted with her work, but Sister Hall returned soon after and is now here. I am receiving many urgent invitations to visit various places. I am urged to attend a meeting in Mountain View when the Pacific Press buildings are to be dedicated. I have been invited to attend a meeting at Fernando of the Southern California Conference. But until the book Ministry of Healing and the book regarding the work in the Southern Field are out, I shall not feel free to travel much. If I were to go anywhere, it would be to the General Conference. But such a long journey as this might be more than I can undertake. I think of you often and wish that I might see you. If I do attend the General Conference, I may be able to make you a visit. But the matter of my going is not yet decided. I dare not say nay, nor do I dare to say yea. My prayer is that the Lord will teach His servant what to do. In the night seasons, I have received decided instruction for you, Edson. In our conversation, you were presenting some plans. I was bidden to advise you not to increase your responsibilities. You are not to take to yourself extra burdens. Your nervous system needs rest and quiet. Christ has a work for you to do in opening the Scriptures to those who will be interested. You must not take upon yourself burdens that will disqualify the soul for devotional exercises in searching the Scriptures and in prayer. You need to rest in God. He would have your mind calm and free from everything that would prevent the richest Christian experience. You have so burdened your mind by commercial matters that you have been held back from the work God would have you do in presenting the Bible truths to the people. You need rather to unload than to gather new responsibilities. Some things that seem to you to be advantageous or necessary are but a snare to lead you into deeper worry and perplexity. All that we have has been entrusted to us by God for wise investment. In the service of the Master, we are to invest our means and our physical and mental powers. We must seek to increase the talents given us of God. The Lord Jesus has entrusted His goods to you and to others, that with them you may accomplish results which will be as far-reaching as eternity. Our Lord's entrusted goods are sacred and are to be kept unmingled with worldly merchandise. Few, even among church members, realize their accountability to God as His servants. The leaven of worldliness permeates the mind, and spiritual discernment is lost. Cleanse the soul temple from the buyers and the sellers. To do the Master's bidding and to promote His work is to be the one aim and purpose of our lives. Then there will be an upward growth, and the Holy Spirit will work upon the heart to transform the character. We shall not bear the reproach of doing nothing, for the mind will not be stagnant. A generous spirit will be revealed in kindness and in tender regard for others. Self will be hid with Christ in God. By beholding the character of Christ, we shall become changed into his likeness. Let us forsake self and accept Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. Faith in him is the only valuable science. He is the living representative of perfect obedience to the eternal Word. He took human flesh into vital union with divinity. He passed over the same ground where Adam fell. He bore the test upon which our first parents failed. He was tempted in all points like as we are. Had he failed on one point, Satan would have been victorious.
In the night seasons, my mind often goes over the grand work of infinite sacrifice manifested in the humiliation and death of Christ. The Creator of man, he who upon Mount Sinai proclaimed the eternal law, in his dying agony vindicated his right to pardon transgression and sin. As he hung upon the cross, his murderers and they that passed by reviled him. Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise, the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and Pharisees, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. Matthew 27, verse 40-42. Oh, how his mother and his disciples hoped that he would manifest his mighty power and silence his revilers by coming down from the shameful cross. They were pained by the unfeeling taunts of the spiritually ignorant revilers. Let him come down from the cross, and we will believe on him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. Verses 42-43. Christ prayed to his Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding. And the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, offering him vinegar to drink, and saying, If thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. Luke 23, verse 34-37. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Verses 39-42. The faith of the dying thief grasped the truth of a sin-pardoning Savior, and Jesus showed himself able to save to the uttermost all who should receive him. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee today, shalt thou be with me in paradise. Verse 43. Jesus did not say, I shall be in my kingdom today, and thou shalt be with me. After his resurrection, he said to Mary, I have not yet ascended unto my Father. John 20, verse 17. Even in the agonies of death, in his humiliation and apparent defeat, he asserted his right and his power to forgive sins. I present these matters to you that if you suffer for the truth's sake, you may know that affliction in itself is not an evidence of guilt. Christ, the Prince of Peace, endured the great humiliation that it is possible for a human being to suffer. He gave himself as a substitute to be punished in place of the sinner. Oh, that all who profess to be Christian would walk humbly with God. They are not to deny that they have erred, but they are to acknowledge their sins and repent and be converted. He who is too proud to acknowledge his mistakes will not be accepted of God, no matter what his position. All who will now confess and forsake their sins and trust wholly in the merits of Jesus will be proclaimed worthy of salvation before the world and before the holy angels.